time of the days and the days. Over the next 2 days, I'd like to learn a good Daf Gimel. I hope you all put in the proper time to stay ahead. Also, tomorrow, the Shkulik is the Shmuz tomorrow, and it's expected that everybody go. Last year it became the biggest rationalist in it. Everybody's expected to go, and Baruch Hashem, there's lots to hear. So whether you like what you hear or not, it's a different question, but everybody's expected to go tomorrow, and the Shir begins after the Shmuz. And we're on the bottom of Beis Hamikdash. Meisei, Ein Masiyah Mesuai, Ela L'Chaydeh Shenir B'Zmane L'Kachay. Ein Masiyah Mesiyah Mesuai, Zlari Gura. So, it says over there that on Rosh Chodesh, on the night after they declared Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't possible to make fires the night where the next day would be Rosh Chodesh. But in the time of the Sanhedrin, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh until the people actually, Reagan actually came and said they saw the Chodesh. So Mela was a Shayach to do it earlier. They did it the night after. That means the Vedim came on the 30th day of the month and they made it Rosh Chodesh. The following night they let everyone know. Alma or Urtu, Shemani, no, it can't be by day because by day, you know, you can't see the fire. So Mamela must be there till me at night. Shemani, no, not a right. They say, Hayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Rebbe Rebbe. It says there that Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim is not totally in sleeping. It's totally in night. In Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim in the morning, every morning the Kohen asks this, you might think it's totally in sleeping. So it says that it's not totally in sleeping, it's totally in night. So you see when the morning comes, it's totally in Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim. So the Gemara says, Ay Rashai. And it says, Ayra, there's no Shaila. There's definitely a Lashon of Yai. It happens to be that there's an afghanina la halacha la ma'isa in this, because there's a machlaikis, the Rashba and the Rush, why we wash the Kiddush Yadayim in the morning. The Rush says that we wash the Kiddush Yadayim in the morning because Yadayim Afghani Yaisen. Because a person's hands, Afghani Yaisen, when a person sleeps, he touches himself. He touches a part of the body that has Zaya. And since the tendency to touch your body during the night, so that's why in the morning you need to wash. The Rajma says a different reason. The Rajma's reason is that in his Lashon, that in the morning a person is a Bayah Hadasha. Every morning a person gets a new neshama, he's a new person. And Hayyat is a Bayah Hadasha, he's chayiv to say Haydah for the fact that that he got his neshama back. And that Haidah is Dunya, the Avaida and the Beit HaMikdash, which had Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim from the Kiya. So the same thing, when a person davens in the morning, he needs to say this type of this Haidah, so he needs the Kiddush Yadayim, Dunya, the Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim in the morning. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, the beginning of Sukkot and Daal, that according to the Rajba, it's similar to the washing of the Kiya. And according to the Rush, it's a practical reason, because Yadayim Afghani Yaisen. And if you learn Siman Daled, you see many nafkaminis between the Rush and the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch itself, and the Mishnah Berurah bring many nafkaminis. One nafkaminis is a mitzvah. Somebody touched himself and he has to wash his hands before mincha, whether you have to make a bracha on the Kiddush Yadayim. According to the Rush, you have to make a Kiddush Yadayim for mincha too. If you know that you touched a part of your body that's Mavizei, according to the Rashba, there's no Bayah Chadasha by Mincha, so there's no need to wash your hands. So if one Nafkamina, they are common Nafkamina. The Magen Avraham says that if somebody washed his hands before Alayis, he got up when it was still dark out, when it was still Laila, and he washed the Nitzil Tidayim, he washed the alabaster in the morning, and then comes Alot. Do you have to wash again? So the Magen Avraham says that you don't have to wash, not like the Magen, not like the Rosh, not like the Rosh. Why? Well, let's see. According to the Rosh, Pashut, you don't have to wash. Because according to the Rosh, it's only because you might have touched a part of your body during the night. And so if you did touch a part of your body during the night, so you wash your hands already. What's the difference if it's after Amos or before Amos? It's no difference. According to the Rashba, that it's not Beri Chadasha. The Beri Chadasha is when you wake up, you're a new Beri. So if you woke up before Amos, you became ready a Beri Chadasha then. So again, you don't have to wash your hands before Avos. If you wash your hands before Avos, you don't have to wash your hands again. So you're already mekayem the washing by washing. You wash before Avos. You woke if you wash if you became a very chadash. Yes. The Rashba disagrees with the Rash. The Rashba says, now if you touch yourself during the night, you have to wash, but for that we wouldn't make a bracha on the Tilat Yadayim. That washing, you would have to wash. You don't touch your shoes, you wash your hands. But for that, we wouldn't make a bracha on the Tilat Yadayim. The reason we make a bracha is because it has this chashivos of Beri Chadash. Or Rachinani, if a person touches himself, then he has to wash. But that's not a mitzvah that you would make on the Tilat Yadayim. No, you Beri Chadash when you wake up. So that's why the Magen Avraham says, like the Rashi, if you wash before Alayis, you don't have to wash again, because you already washed. And according to, he says both, the Sai according to the Rashi, the Sai according to the Rashi, but you don't have to wash again. So it says the Magen Avraham. That's a question. If a person plans to go back to sleep, which I'm not going to get into now, so I don't plan to go through all of the Kedayim, but it's a legitimate question. It certainly was. Your question is the bride. But the Yatzis Achayim, he's Matmiya on the Rosh, on the Magen Avraham. Yes, that in Achinani the Magen Avraham is right, that like the Rosh, you don't have to wash again. That's true. According to the Rosh, it's because of Yadayim Maskani Aitain, so there's no need to wash again. Afterwards, so Rachinam. But the Rashba learns his halacha out of the kiyar, as that the taki of Beri Chadasha. But the kiyar of washing is dumya to kiddush yadayim raglayim min akiyar. And the Gemara says that by the kiyar, the kiddush yadayim raglayim must be after morning. Has to be a la'ira. So the whole Rashba is based on a dinyan to the kiyar, to kiddush yadayim raglayim of the kiyar. So then you should need, like the Rashba Shita, you should need to wash the Tilat Yadayim dafka after Alayis HaShachar, after the morning. And it brings a raya. There's a raya to this from an Eliyahu Rabba. So Eliyahu Rabba says that if a person, so Eliyahu Rabba said that if a person washed after Alayis, before Nes, he doesn't have to wash again after Nes, because by the Kiyar, that's the Halacha. If you did finish your Alayim after Alayis, you don't have to do it again after Nes. So the raya is, we see the Yo Rabba Takas Medamit Mamish to the Kiyar. Did you see that right? Why?
Well, you see another
whole thing. But the second, yeah. Yes.
The crucial thing is washing in the morning.
That's why that the Sakhaim needs a raya. He brings a raya from the Yo Rabba that there's such a concept that we learn out of the halakhas of the Kiyar. And it's really the Lashna Rashba. The Lashna Rashba is really a scripture of Lion's third line, and I can't. Well, you're very chadasha, why do you have to wash the clothes then? Just because you're very chadasha, why do you have to wash it? The answer is, and Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba is. Because you have to
wash off.
How do you know? I don't think so, you have to wash. Huh? The Gemara Nida says that Hanina visited Alexander Yerushal Mitzrayim. They asked him a bunch of shaylos. He says, some of three of the shaylos were shaylos shashtus. One of the shaylos was, when the mason get up at Tiyas HaMason, if they have to go to the mikvah, that's not his name. So the Gemara calls it a shaylos shashtus. The question is, what's a shtus? It sounds like another shaylos. Not for now. Okay.
You get the
paraduma
anyway, so
yeah. Do you need a paraduma? Does a mace become taller than a paraduma? Only if somebody touched a mace.
But you're a president.
The mace is no better than someone touched it. Okay. Anyway, Gemara calls it a shallow. It sounds like a good
shallow.
And you know, when I talked about it, when Elisha was Machaya the mace, I talked about that tomorrow. Whether when you machay a mace, he gets up again, how does it become taller? The mace doesn't have taller, only a funny mace. He wasn't mace a minute ago. Well, if someone touches a mace, a minute later he's not touching the mace anymore, but he hits it till his mace remains. So he removes it. So what? So the tummy of being a mace, how did that come off?
You're not a mace
anymore. Yeah, I know, but you're not a... Every tummy is that way. If a person is a zav, he's not a zav anymore, but he's still tummy because he was a zav. Anyway, this mechwaik is a mechwaik is whether, I guess, the mother of our own halls is not managed by Melchia. If you have this meat, there's another reason to wash. There's a third reason, that's Ruach Ra. Nighttime itself brings Ruach Ra and you have to wash. But Ruach Ra is not Mechayev of Bracha. Rosh and Rashba are talking about that which is Mechayev of Bracha. If someone's up a whole night, that's why in the morning we don't make a Bracha. Because of Ruach Ra you have to wash. So the Rosh and Rashba is the reason you don't have to wash. So the Taka third reason is Ruach Ra, which is a reason to wash. The Rosh and Rashba only arguing on that Nathila which is Mechayev of Bracha. Let's see the Gemara Vaita, Meisvei, Mazutra. Hamapelet are the Shmoyin in the Efer. Somebody is Mapil as a miscarriage. On the 81st, the night of the 81st day, after she gave birth, they Shamai Paitre in the carbon, they call Mechaydin. Mechayt Pei Shamai, they call you if you're Mechayt in the carbon. That is everyone's Vaita on the 80th day. You don't need a carbon. Follow? On the 80th day, someone has a baby. They have to bring a carbon in your letter. If on any one of the next 80 days she becomes pregnant and she miscarries, then what's the din? If you miscarry on the 80th, or 79th, 78th, etc., then what? That one carbon is enough for both?
Yeah.
Or that you don't need a carbon for the second one?
No,
one carbon is now, why do you say that? Maybe you just don't need a carbon for the second one? Rashi's Lashon may be carbon echad al bar tarbin. It certainly sounds that way from Rashi. That the part is that you bring one carbon on many births, the rule is that within the 80 days. If you give birth on the 81st day, then you need no carbon. The Shami still argue, what about the night of the, that between the 80th and the 81st day, so they Shammai play to Mekarvin, they say that that night is included in the previous 80 days, they saw Mekarvin. So what's our question? What says, oh, the Shmayim, does that mean bar, the night, or does that mean the morning? So Gemara says, oh, must mean night, because what does it say in that Mishnah? It says, oh, they saw the Shammai, Maishna, or Shmayim of Echad, the Yon Shmayim of Echad. What did it see? The night of the 81st and the day of the 81st in Shiva Malva Toma Yishmael Carbon? Just like the night of the 81st, if she believes, it's considered Dam Tame. So we see it's out of the 80. Those last 66 days of the 80 are all you make tahara. She bleeds, not considered dam neither, called dam tahara for those 66 days. So the 81st night is considered dam tame. So the yishvalay the carbon should be the same thing by a carbon. So it's like the gemara, the kambi, so they shame. Maishna or shmeine ve'echa, diya shmeine ve'echa, shmanina or ursa or shmanina. Good right. I maybe R means Alayt HaShachar. Maybe the Shema means Alayt HaShachar. And Bisul means Eitz HaChama. Just like the Gemara said before. Gemara wanted to say about Rav Ben Yaakov. That maybe he means, Rav Yehuda means Neit, and Rav Ben Yaakov means Alayt. So maybe the same thing here. The Shema means Allah is a shachar, and they shama and they tell me they sachama, and maybe are these days. What's the tell to that? Because you could bring a carbon already from our life, right? They shama help is totally a carbon. So therefore, they shama has to mean the previous night. They shama, the Spach says this, that they shama can't mean Allah is a shachar, so it's a shachar, you could bring a carbon. The Sfarach wants to explain why Rashi is Malach here. Rashi is Malach, he brings Chubas Beishama, he brings Sefas Krisos, he brings Dal Arichas. Why is he doing it? Rashi doesn't usually do that. You learn Krisos, you learn the Tariff of Beishama. Why does Rashi have to bring the Sfarach of Beishama? But the Sfarach, because he wants to govern this, that here you can't say that army is Alayt HaShachar, and Beishama holds that he has to Alayt. It's still like the 80th day, it's still like the first 80. Can say that because Chuvas Beishana is that it's probably the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash opens by a life, and the Gemara says, "Klar Beishana is talking before the Beis Hamikdash opens." Therefore, Beishana must mean the previous night. May say, "Another guy Yachul Yedechal Arul Shlishi." I would think that Shlamin is eaten the night of the third. In other words, you're not given on a Sunday. So you can eat it for Shnei Yamos Alaylecha. You can eat it Sunday. The night between Sunday and Monday, or Monday. I might think you can eat it the following night, the night between Monday and Tuesday. So the dinner, what I would think is that it's a svachim, kut svachim, kutshim kadashim, necholim liyonechot. Shlomim necholim lishnayam, mala hama. Just like kutshim, kutshim. Could be laila echor achar hayayim. Could eat the day of your makkah plus the following night. That's karma lachar hayayim. You say, shlomim, you could eat the following night, Talmud Maimon, the end of Pachim Yachel, Umi Macharas, Vanoiser Ad Hayoy, Vayoy Nunechal, Vayoy Nunechal, Lo'or Shlishi. So we have to have a Pachim. Yachel Yisoyf Miyad. I would think a Shlomim becomes nicer as nightfall. You burn it right away, it's a dinner. Svachim Nechal, Uyang Alar, just like Kachi Kachi, which is eaten for one day, one night. Just like the Kachin Kach, take a fakulous rape. I can't take a fakulous rape. So I might think that just like Kachin Kach, you burn right away in the morning. Here also Kachin Kal, you burn right away at the end of his man, which is at night. Come and Lima, nice and Yvonsar, Hazebach by Yaymashli, she knows you sorry. You're not to serve, you have to serve for life. Now, if you call me a Necho, or the Shlishi, I'm a Orosu, Shmanina. You have another right. I think it's in the Sanskrit who says, why is the Gemara bring so many rayas? Why isn't it happy with one raya? So wants to show, you might think, oh, it could mean ortho, it could mean, maybe it could be used both ways. So wants to show that the shas is consistent. When or is used as a noun, it's used to mean night. So that's why it brings a lot of rayas. And another raya, Tashma Arsha Yanakipur Mistal Sheva Misada, Shachas Mistal Sheva Misada, Musa Mistal Sheva Misada. Mincha Mistal Sheva Misada, that's the way we add it on your kippur. It sticks it on the side, the Ni'ilah Mistal Sheva Misada. Then Ba'adis Mistal Me'en Shmein Esri. By Ma'ariv, you add in a quick Shmein Esri, Me'en Shmein Esri, which is, there's a halacha of Me'en Shmein Esri, people are not aware of it, but if you're really in a rush during the week, you can dive in the first three brachas, then the middle 13 brachas is one condensed bracha, and then the last three. Now we don't do that because we always take the time to dive in the full Shemayin Esrei, but there's such an idea of the end Shemayin Esrei, right? So he holds them, and so Yom Kippur is Avin Mehen Shmein Esrei by Arvis. Presumably you have a Rosh, you tested now in 24 hours or more. So you must follow Mehen Shmein Esrei in order to get home early. Because you realize that Shema Vaisa must follow Shmein Esrei Shleim Eis, they should talk Lema, to all Bechayim Adam. Akapadim Alma Or To Shema Mima. Tashman, other ayah, the Torah says, Shmuel, Lele, Arba, Asa, Baikness, Hamas, La'ara, Ne'er. This is the most fairish value of all. This is the fairish, Lele, Arba, Asa, Baikness, Hamas, La'ara, Ne'er. Alma, Ar, Or, Tahu. Now, Bang, Rakhona, Bang, Rab, Yudin, the Kuli, Alma, Ar, Or, Tahu, the Lake, Ligi, Maki, Asrei, Umaki, Asrei, Asrei, the Rakhona, Karo, Ligi, Asrei, the Rakhona, the Karo, Ne'er. That's the end of this. Back and forth of the Tashmash, we end up everyone's Maita or Otahu, and the Pshat Mishnah of Arba Arba Asa is that it's the night of Arba Asa. The Balamar asks, why is it Taka that our Mishnah chose the word Ar? Okay, Ar means Otahu. Laima also means Otahu. Why Lamaisa did the Gemara use the Lashon Arba Arba Asa? Why did the Mishnah use the Lashon Arba Arba Asa? Couldn't use the Lashon. Lel Arba Asa, we would have saved the stop in here. Right? We would have gone straight to Gemara into the next one.
That's the Gemara Vayda.
We wouldn't have been a problem.
That's the Gemara Vayda explained that it's the Mishnah
of Lashon here. Right, so he needs to explain why Dafka this Mishnah is in Rami. Yeah, Mishnah Ita is Mishnah Ita. That's what the Balamar says. The Balamar says that he brings a Pasuk, Pesach Tevarecha Yair. He's supposed to start things off on the right foot. A nice Lashon. So I want to start the Mishnah, the Masechta with a Lashon of Ar. So we started with a Lashon of Ar. Pesach Tevar Yair, the Varecha Yair, you should start with a Lashon of Ar. So that's why we started with a Lashon of Ar.
Why
didn't you say later on, I guess, the person that said that? It says Ar. Later on. Right, that's probably included in the Rai Shikash. The Rai is on the side, if you look in the back, Balamar is on the side of the Ran. The Rahasabas Haravid is there as well. So the Rahasabas says that he doesn't understand about Amar. There are many Mishnayis that use R in the middle of a parak. As a matter of fact, all of them are disrupted. And I tell us, Allah Shmai Nevechad used Lashon R, that's not the beginning of a Sefer. Or the next one, Yachu Yeinechel R Vashlishi, that's not the beginning of a Sefer. So where are you coming from? You say R, Pesach Devarach HaYar, that's not the beginning of a parak, that's not the beginning of a Sefer. So the Ravid gives a different reason. The Ravid's reason is enough Gemina Mahalacha. The Ravid says that the Mishnah uses a Lashon Laila for night, but a Lashon R for a case where the mitzvah should be done when you shouldn't wait till it's fully Laila. The Mishnah should be done at a time that there is still light in the sky. Whenever it uses the Lashon R, it's coming to tell you that this Mishnah is referring to something which needs, the Lashon is, which needs Kol HaKadosh Tzarech LaHadim L'Tchilas HaLaila Tani R. Any time when you need Dafka, the beginning of the night, it says Ar, Mifnesha Adayin Yesh Sham Ar Hayayin. The beginning of the night, there's still some light in the sky. So, it always uses the Lashon Ar, where it's talking about a case where it means the beginning of the night, Dafka. The Ran understands this to mean, and all the players can understand this to mean, that the Ravid is telling us that by Bedikas Chametz, it's not Pshat, Bedikas Chametz, the mitzvah at night, as reason that demon, you do it earlier. Like, let's say, suicide. Suicide and mitzvah at night, as reason that demon, so you do it as early as possible. That's not Pshat by Bedikas Chametz. That Bedikas Sachar, Bedikas Chametz, the Iker's man is Tchilas HaLaila. If you do it later in the night, that's a B'di'edah. The Kiyam HaMitzvah is Davka to do Bedikas Chametz, the Tchilas HaLaila. That's why it says the Lashon of Arba Arba Asa. to tell you that it has to be done da'afka to tchila tayayim. That's why it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is brought down. That the bedika has to be da'afka to tchila le'el yadav. Not like eating matzah. It doesn't say eating matzah has to be the tchila le'el pesach. Because le'el pesach eat matzah. But bedika is different. Bedika is da'afka to tchila le'el. Why? What? Hanukkah is the other place where you find the same idea. But there's not a dafka, Kaddish Tikkal Ebu Rashad. Dafka in the beginning. What? There's no equivalent reason, right? There's no man of reason. The man is to do it right away in the beginning. And the man says, why? The man says, Shemi Yisrasha, the Shemi Yishka. So you might forget, or you might not do a good bedika. The question is, why Dafka were they afraid? They're around you, Tesla. Well, that's the Shemi Yisrash, Shemi Yishka. So, what about Sphere Cyber? Why don't they say the same thing?
The
Machmir, but Badika is not. If you mean to do Badika, well, if you do it the next day, you can avoid this Sephara too. If you do this, you avoid this.
And of course, it's that they also.
Yeah, maybe you can do it.
Why
are the people developed? You know,
might be the right.
Maybe.
The truth is, by Chavitz, we find there were Machmir all over the place. Chavitz, there were Machmir anywhere in the Torah, which are above as much as Chavitz. It could be. I was thinking, what did I hear saying? I was thinking, Bedika is a whole big job. Bedika, you stop late at night, at Krishna, if you remember at midnight, you say Krishna. Bedika, if you remember at midnight, what kind of Bedika is that going to be? You know, just going to walk into the rooms and collect the funds. That's not Bedika. Bedika, you have to search. The portion of the land showing its rational. No, you can't do it right away in the beginning, don't worry. And that could be a reason. I saw in the Shulchan Aruch Arad, he says a reason, a different reason. He says, the reason they made the Gezeirah Dafka here is because that's a Sphere Cyber. It's not at night. You know you have to do it at night. The Dika, if you don't have to do it, there's no exact time. People are going to think, do it at night, okay. But if I don't do it at night, I can do it tomorrow morning. There's no space around the Dika. I'll do it before I burn the Chalit. It's not like most of it. Most of it's Halayla, everyone loves it. It's got to be at night. Tomorrow you can eat nothing. Bedika in the night, but you don't do bedika at night, you do bedika tomorrow. In fact, if you don't do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon. You don't do it at outside, you do it during time. Bedika really has no safe man. So people are going to be distraction. People will think, that's so terrible. So that's why Chazal will say, dafka in the beginning. So that's the sheep that's arrived. There has to be dafka in the beginning of this. Now, the question is, shot in the Raavad. What does the Raavad mean? The Raavad says that it has to be done the tefillah halayla dafka. What does he mean? Now, before that, I just want to add this. Lach is the ninth nakuda. In the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara had a girsa, kasaka daita, was watching the Gemara again?
Right,
the beginning of the Gemara, the second line. Kasaka daita, mandama nagi nagi manish. Mandama layli layli manish. Like the Gemara in Russian, the habit here was day is day manish and night is night manish. So Rashi said, I think, and Taisa said, right, that it's like Asima. Because layli, that's the maskana, layli layli manish. Lach says that according to the Raavad, it's beautiful. You could be gairis, kasaka daita, layli manish. Because the Havamina was Laila Mamish, like all other mitzvahs. But it's a Maskana, or the word or has a significance that it means Tchilat Alayim, it doesn't mean Laila Mamish. It means that the first break of life, a Tchilat Alayim, which is not the way you would look at it in the Pashto Sadvar, before you stop being Mavar, till the Shaitis of Chazal, that Havamina was Arm of Laila. We see that sometimes it's said Laila and Sadvar. Heritage that R means Takatkhila Salah. A very nice justification for the gifts of our Gemara. And now, I started saying that the machlokes, what's the right of these? The machlokes of Peskin, starts from a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and Taz. Magen Avraham says that the Raivid means Bein HaShemashos. He means the Dika should be during Bein HaShemashos, before Vaday Laila. And that's Mamish Dika, because Sri HaSaimah, you don't even count Sri HaSaimah during Bein HaShemashos. Matzah, you're not allowed to eat Matzah during Bein HaShemashos. Not allowed to eat Matzah during Bein HaShemashos. Something that writes that he eats it. But the Magen Avraham says that by Bedika, the Takana is Bein HaShemashos Dap. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says, no, that the Maraita doesn't mean Bein HaShemashos, it means Lima. It means Tesach HaChadim. But right at the beginning of Tesach HaChadim, at the first moment of Tesach HaChadim, that's the Zman. So there's a machlokes here between the Magen Avraham and the Raivid. You would have to daven Maariv first. Because we have a rule, Tadir V'Sheine Tadir and Tadir Kaidim. So according to the Taz, it's night. You have two mitzvahs, Maariv and Bedikas Chametz. So Maariv without Kedima and Bedikas Chametz. But the Magen Avraham himself argues, he says, no. You have to do Bedika before Maariv. Because the Zman of Maariv is Tetzach HaChadim. The Zman of Bedika is Bein HaShemashos. The Zman of Bedika is before the Zman of Maariv. Like the Magen Avraham. So the name of it, so according to the Taz, according to the Taz, it's a sacrifice. So according to the Taz, to marry this man Ma'ariv, so you have two mitzvahs, Ma'ariv, and Bedika, you do Tadir Shein HaTadir, you do the Tadir Chutz. However, the Magen Avraham itself says no. Magen Avraham says, no, it's not true. This man Bedika is before this man Ma'ariv. Bedika is not Bedika, it's Bein HaShemashos. This man Ma'ariv is like Tadir Chutz. So therefore, Bedika should be before that. Now, what you're saying, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is, Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Kumi Alma Bedika should be first. Because the Taz would be murdered. Why? Because the mitzvah of Maariv is all night. The mitzvah of Bedika is only is Davka the first moon. He calls Bedika a mitzvah Iveris. The Bedika is supposed to be done the first minute. If you don't do it the first minute, you're missing something in the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav maintains that a person should Lukuliyama do Bedika first, because there's no rule of Tadir V'Sheini Tadir in a situation where one of the mitzvahs, if you wait, you're not becoming the mitzvah properly. And the other one, if you wait, is still a kind of traffic. The Maariv could wait and still do a traffic.
You're right to be
right
to be
Zohar
is
Maariv
also.
But Zohar is not as important as Ikris Man. By Bedika, that's the Ikris Man. You're an Avarian if you wait. There it's just endless reasons. It's nothing, but you're an Avarian takes Kedima as reasons. What? The fact, the Lamaisa is that the Magen Avraham says to daven to do Bedika first. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says to do Bedika first. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're rogel to daven Maariv early, you should daven Maariv too, so you might forget what you say. So unless the person, let's say, always daven Maariv at 10 o'clock. So if you have this Maariv, you always daven Maariv, then you should do Bedika first. But otherwise, it's like a Bedika Kodesh, but what you might forget. But in the Columbus, I'm mentioning the Shal of Maariv for the Lumbus of the Machlokes of Magen Avraham and Taz. You see, according to the Magen Avraham, this man is before Vaday Laila. According to the Taz, this man is the Laila. It's the Tzimah Shalal. having told you the Vagan Avraham the Taz, I'd like you just to take it a step further. If you had to, if you didn't know what the Maqlash of the Vagan Avraham the Taz, and you had to understand from the Lashon HaRaavis, what does he mean? Does he mean Dein HaShmashis, or does he mean Yesh Tzev? His Lashon is, and this is the crucial point, that B'dikas Chavit, Tani Ar, Mibnei She'adayin Yesham Ar Hayayin Ve'ein Echashim. How do you understand those words? You have to think for a minute. It says, Mibnei She'adayin Yesham Ar Ve'ein Echashim. Is that face or is that Ben HaShmashis? Ben HaShmashis? Or is it Sebi? Obviously I'm looking for something more. It should depend on the machlokes, the grunt of an iron. Even let's forget the lumpness of whether it's a bria. But think for a minute. We don't know. It's derived at all like the bit of time or the grunt. Or the guidance. Let's think for a minute. If the Ravid holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, and he uses the lashon of Neshadayim Yesham Ar Hayayin Da'im Echayshah, what does he have to mean? What is it?
Or
it can't be Sesek Nechavi. It can even be Sesek Nechavi. Those are the truth. So could it be according to Rabbeinu Tam? Could it be Sesek Nechavi? But it's perfectly dark. But Jesus Kachavi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's totally dark. It's pitch. It's as dark as it gets. You follow? The Magen Avraham paskins in Hilchos Shabbos because Mincha he paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. If the Magen Avraham holds like Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible to learn the rising that he means Jesus Kachavi. Why? Because Tesek Chachavim is totally Chaysha. And the right of Lashon is Mipnei She'adayin Yesham Ar Hayayin. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, you're Mokrach. You must hold that the right of means Bein HaShmashis. There's no two ways about it. Because the Rabbeinu Tam space, you can't say Adayin Yesham Ar Hayayin. It's not true. Even the Rabbeinu Tam Bein HaShmashis, there's not that much Ar Hayayin. Certainly not take like a father. So the Magen Avraham Lishitasei had to learn that the Ravid means Bein HaShmashis. Now the question is how did Taz learn? Why did the Taz understand that it means take like a father? The Taz understood that it means take like a father, not fire. The Taz only makes sense if you learn that the Ravid holds like the garden. Right, the Taz had to learn that the Ravid holds like the Shita Sagayim. And you hold, he holds like the Shita Sagayim. So you can say, it's like a Tazim, there's still some light in the sky. Adayim Yesham Ar. But if you hold that the Ravid holds like within a Tam, it's impossible. Which means, in effect, that Shad of the Ravid is at least to a degree totally the Machlokes Sagayim and the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe all like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravid must mean Bein HaShmashis. If you all like the Gaiden, then you can say, but the Ravid meant by their life. But it would seem that these two Shatim in the Lashon HaRavid would be totally in this Machlokes. When you all like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, you have no choice, you have to say the Ravid. That's the question. When the Gaiden says face, do they mean? Do you mean according to their gainim? If they hold back the gainim. I don't mean the first day, the second day is not their life. It could certainly be not. But, see, the Taz really holds, by Shabbos, the Taz also holds, seems to hold like Rebbeinu Tam. I don't know if he says so, but he's biased on the Machlokes, on the Machabu, holds like Rebbeinu Tam. But it could be the Taz was masking that their Ivan holds like the gainim. So that it would mean to say the Chacham, learning that into the rank. But to say that it means the Baba Lai Rabbeinu Tam, that's not to be understood. That's very hard to understand it.
I think the Chacham has
said
that means that
Okay, the Taz brings a raya l'shitasa, right? Because the Gemara Daf Dalet says, why do we do bedika when we do it? Nice. Why do we do bedika by day? So the Gemara says two reasons. It says because people anoshim mitzuyim bebateya, because people are home at chivas alayla. People come home from work at the beginning of the night, and because the ora haner yafal bedika. Zaktaz, why do I need two reasons? Rashim Sim Babatayam and Or Hanar Yapalabdika. Why do I need two reasons? So the Taz says, because the Kota Rashim Sim Babatayam, I would think Banash Rashis is good. People come from work, I would think Banash Rashis is good. The Gemara says the second reason, and they say, Or Hanar Yapalabdika. To tell you, even though you need Bade Laila, obviously the darker it is, the more an air helps. When it's light out, the glare of the flashlight doesn't help much. When it's very dark, then the air there is the offer. The Taz learns it into that Gemara on Daftal and Amin Aleph, which when we get to Daftal, we'll see is not Mukhruch at all. But at least the Taz held that it's a Kedavar HaMukhruch. There happened to be another napkinina at the Prima Garden, and Hilka Tzitzis brings another napkinina and describes it. But Gabe Tzitzis, when is there a mitzvah Tzitzis? It's by day. Where do we learn that from? Not from the word B'yayin. Most mitzvahs day it says Yayin. Tzitzis we learn it from Uriisa Maisai. That's the time when there's light out. Uriisa Maisai. There's light out. That's why in the morning, when does the mitzvah palace begin? Not from alayt, not from day, but from shiachir. There has to be a certain amount of light in the sky. Zot the Prima Garden, and he learns this into Magen Avraham, and Simin Yud Ches, Magen Avraham Dalet, in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Pshat in the Magen Avraham, that Bein Hashmashis, you can still make a bracha on a talis, on tzitzis. Even though it might be Lila. And by Lila, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. No. The Ravid says that Bein Hashmashis Adayin Le Shamar. Bein Hashmashis is a time when there's still life, Bein Hachaysha. So Hayyais, that the Ravid gives it a name, the Ravid says the Mishnah, calls it Ar, because it's a time when there's still Ar, it's Bein Hashmashis. So Mamela Tzitzis, which is not totally in life, it's totally in horror. Even Ben Hashmashis, a person can still make a bracha on Tzitzis. A person who's done a talent of Ben Hashmashis, he can still make a bracha. Even though it's a Suffolk Lila, but there still are. The Ravid says that this time there still are. There still are. You can make a bracha on the talent. What? That's all with the Magen Avraham. That the Ravid is talking about Ben Hashmashis. Okay, this is all what it says in the Prima Garden. I'm just saying it was a question. This is what it says in Prima Garden. Prima Garden says, based on the size, that you can make a bracha to Bein Hashmashis. Yeah, the last minute of Bein Hashmashis, you mean when there's no air anymore. What that says. You're right, it's hard to hit. You should be the same as the morning. The amount of light of the morning. It's true, by night it should be totally the Shiyakir too. You don't find such an expression. Are you right? She told us in Shiyakir. Yeah, I don't want to talk about this. What? Yeah, we're not to put it on when it's full day. We're not saying on this. This one in our room. We're not to put it on when it's full day. You're not human to the other. Yeah. Second block is the hard block. Look at him. You know? So made a block and he's not established. Truth is, yes, you're a good kasha. Similar to the question I asked yesterday about Bein Hashmashis. Why is Bein Hashmashis night and not in the morning? Because the same kasha, why is it Shiyaku in the morning and not at night? This is a legitimate question. Yes, you found me an answer to the question yesterday. Maybe you'll find me a terrorist today. Why is it Shiyaku in the morning and not at night? Okay, so we finish with this this Indian. Let's I told you I wanted to finish the Amid today, so let's see another piece of Gemara. The Tana Didan. My time like Tani Laili, Lishna Ma'al Yandaka. You want to use a good Lashon. Could you be sure of the Laili? I'm not sure of the Laili. Ma'al Ma'al Yaiti Adam Dover Naguna Mikir. Sharei, Akam Akasa Shmoina Aisyas, Lisha Shalai Yatanik Revival. The Dinamar, Eser, Bab Titar, Vacha Beyakadom, Sheshas Reish Nemaki, Oma Nikruhu Doti Taru, Kilai Tar. Right, it sounds like it's a simple Gemara, it's not so simple, but it's a practice. But the Gemara says that a person should be have a fine lashon, not to, not talking about saying Dvarim Asurim, but even Dvarim Hamutarim, a person should be careful to speak in a lashon Nekiyah. The Marsha here asks, and come out every Mefarish asks this kasha, on the Pasik, Min HaBehema HaTahira. Now that's Parshas Nayach. Herod Gain, I believe it's Pasuk Ches. It says, Min HaBehema She'inena Tahira. The Pela Atzuma is that the Pasuk, Herod Gain, Pasuk Beis, it already says the Lashon She'inena Tahira. It already says when Hashem tells Nayach, bring animals into the table, he says, Min HaBehema Tahira, you should bring Sheva Sheva, you should bring seven of each. Mishah She'inena Tahira, bring two of each. And then it already says the Lashon HaShoreinena Tahira. There's also eight extra letters. What? There's a Lashon. There's a Lashon HaShalai. But HaShalai Tahira Hu, which is still five extra letters. The number of letters worked out. So Pasuk Beis already has extra letters. And the name of, yes, why does he use Pasuk? That's instead of Pasuk Beis. And there are many, many Turutsin. The Mashah says that Pasuk Beis is coming for a different limud. The Gemara in elsewhere, the Fulham, I think, Darshan, a different Rasha. I'd like to speak out a Teret that says in Peshlaimai. And the reason I'm choosing this Teret to speak out is because he talks about a Mamdashi aside, which you should know anyway. It wouldn't be, it'd be nice to know anyhow. So I'd like to speak out the aside, and he's a beautiful pupil. And how he sticks it in here. Reish Lama writes, his teret is based on the Yisayit of the Nesis. In the Sefer of the Chabadah. So let me tell you the Yisayit, and the main one answers it, and I have a very geshmak on that. I think you should all know that the Rambam Shita is that Min HaTorah Sopik Be'Raisa is the Kula. This which we say, something that writes from Chumra, the Rambam holds that that's a Dinu Rabbanan, that every Sefer writes is a Chumra. But really, Min HaTorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah, the halacha would have been Safik Deraisa Lekula. Which means that if you have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's kosher or trade, if it's a genuine Safik, Min HaTorah, you're allowed to eat it. Dinu Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat it. But Min HaTorah, Safik Deraisa Lekula. That's the Shita Saramba. Most Rishayim disagree, and they hold Saker, that Min HaTorah stands for Lekula. But we're talking today about the Shita, to explain the Shita Saramba. Safik Deraisa, the Rambam Shita is that Safik Deraisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. So the truth is that the Rambam's Shita is Shver. First of all, it's Shver Apisvara. What's the svara to say that the Torah, Hashem said, don't eat neveila. So you have Safik neveila, you're allowed to eat it. If you would have a doctor to tell you something is poison, it's going to kill you to eat it. So if you would have Safik poison, you would eat it. You wouldn't eat it. Because you're not going to take chances with something that's dangerous to you. So what's the svara of the Rambam that is Safik to die, so you're allowed to take a chance? Well, what's the svara to that? If it might be Nevela, it might be Chazer, what, how can you make it? Yes.
Is there a slurper
that's going to be one of those things about the looking at that's worth it, it's worth our business. And that's suffix. If you have two pieces, and that's suffix. Okay? You have two pieces, that would be suffix. And you go bus a ride, but it's going to take the ride to be left. But in a normal case of a genuine sophist, the Ram says that he's asked. Yes.
I think, okay, there has to make more sense that you go.
You're allowed to shech what's in a carbon Pesach. Maybe that carbon Pesach is a trefa. Maybe that carbon is a trefa inside, maybe it has a hole in the heart. And you're either on being makriv a trefa in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, right behemoths are not trefas. And you're allowed to be semech on rice. Since the Torah gave a parsha of korbanis, we see the Torah relies on right. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Nesivus is, according to the Rambam, it makes no sense. What kind of rai is that? You go basarai. Maybe you don't go basarai. And it's a sotik. Snake is, you're allowed to be makel. You have an animal in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a sotik, if that animal is a trefa or not. You can be makel. It's a sotik that I feel cool with. Like the rai that you go basarai. We don't see. It's a right. The chacham go bus a right. What's a right? The concept of the right in that time. The third kasha. Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they were makriv. They came in the beginning of the month of Nisan, the 10th day of Nisan. So 3 days later, or 4 days later, they were makriv the Aymer. They were makriv the Aymer, which a person has to be makriv in order to eat Chadash. So on the night, it was Sfiras HaMesach, on the night after the first night of Pesach, they were makriv the Aymer. The Gemara says, how did they know? They came into Yisrael. How did they came, didn't come in from this? How did they know that this wheat was grew in the previous year, that it grew a shlish in the previous year, maybe it grew the previous year, they found wheat. How do they know that it grew in that year that they came in? So the Gemara says, Chimnahu, they were experts, they could tell. The fact in the season is, what's the Gemara's kasha? How did they know if this Aymer grew this year or the previous year? Maybe they didn't know, it's a selfie. Something that I saw a kuba. Well, what's the Gemara's kasha? How did they know it grew that year? Maybe it grew the wheat, maybe it grew the previous year. This is a suffix. Suffix for kuba. What?
It's still in the Ayurveda Derban.
It's still?
With the Ayurveda Derban.
How do you know that the Ayurveda Derban was made already? This is when they first came to Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if the Derban was made. So when the seed is, says the following parrot. He says Pshat in the Rambam. This Pshat in the Rambam is when the Torah says Vaisachu Kol Neveilah. The Rambam holds that Taich Neveilah is Vadai Neveilah. The Torah says don't eat Neveilah. The Taich of the word Neveilah is Vadai Neveilah. The Torah says don't eat Chazer. The Taich of Chazer is Vadai Chazer. The Torah is saying don't eat Vadai Chazer. Don't eat Vadai Neveilah. Let's say you have a piece of Suffolk Nadeva. Are you allowed to eat it? Yes. Maybe it's poison. No, it's not poison. The Torah didn't answer Suffolk Nadeva. The Torah specifically asked Badai Nadeva. Like the Gemara says, Mamzer Badai is also. The why Mamzer Suffolk? What does that mean? It means if the Torah says Mamzer, it means Mamzer Badai is also. A Suffolk Mamzer is not a. It's definitely mutter. It's not maybe mutter. It's definitely mutter. The Torah didn't ask for sakis, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam shita is that every word in the Torah is vada. Good? Now, according to this explanation, the Torah says that on Sukkot you have to take an Esrog, pre-Eitzah. Are you allowed to take a Suffolk Esri? How come? According to the Rambam, if I have a Suffolk Esri, it's a Suffolk and it's a Mokiv, and I'm a genuine, it's a 50-50 Suffolk. Can I use that Esri on Suffolk? So Tashkof or Ishaida, you would say, yes, Suffolk I'd actually call it. I can use an Esri. Just to see the snow. According to this Hezbollah, it's only by Suyin that we say Suffolk Makuba. By Naveila, it says that Suffolk will come Naveila. Only Vale Naveila. Not so Suffolk Naveila's work. So when the Torah says, take an Esri, the Torah is saying, take a Vadai Esri. Because every word in the Torah is Taj Vadai. So take a Vadai Esri, a Suffolk Esri, the Rambam would be Naveila is no good. Or the Torah says, eat Matzah. Something Suffolk Matzah. Then we write to the mitzvah. The Torah, every word in the Torah is Vadai. So now, when the Torah says, bring a carbon, it has to be Tomin, it has to be without a trace. So when the Torah says, be Makriv, a behemoth, Tomin, it has to be Vadai Tomin. Suffolk is not good. A Suffolk trace is Asr. It has to be a Vadai, because that's Taich. In the Torah, when the Torah says a word, we understand that word means Vada. So the Torah says, do something, a mitzvah say, with something, it has to be a Vada, your something is no good. Or an Aymer, it has to be Ketzirchem, it has to be from that year's crop. Ketzirchem, it has to be Vada yours. Any mitzvah say, a something is awesome. Either Rambam is Maidus, Suffolk by a mitzvah say is Bukhumi. And that's why by Oymer and by Kabbalah, he's Maidus. A Suffolk is Bukhumi. You can't ask the Kasha from Oymer. You can't ask the Kasha from Kabbalah. There's Maidus Suffolk Bukhumi. Only by Isurim. By Isurim, he holds Suffolk Bukhumi. Because Taich, the name was Bad. What does that have to do with this Gemara? Rav Betay Shleimer and Geschmack. The first pasuk days, is a mitzvah. Hashem is talking to Nayach. He tells Nayach, bring into the teva to each of, now, okay, behema tameya, that means a vadai tameya, you bring in two. A suffix tameya, you start to bring in seven. If every word is vadai in a mitzvah, if it says a lashon tameh, so that would be defined. You're right. 1 second. It would say tameh. It would mean vadai tameh. You bring into. Why does it say asher einena tahira? To tell you, asher einena tahira, anything which is not, you're not certain it's tar, you bring into. It's a difference in the halacha lemaisa. What Hashem was telling Nayach. There's a difference, if it's a mitzvah, there's a difference between Tameh, Asher, and Anathayim. You can't make the yukim from a mitzvah. Because by a mitzvah, there's a difference in definition. Tameh means Vade Tameh by Suffolk Tameh. And Asher, and Anathayim means anything which is not Vade Tar, you bring in two. So it's beautiful. But there's a big difference, La Halacha, between the word Tameh and the word Asher, and Anathayim. So you can't make the yukim. In Pasuk Ches, it's not a mitzvah. The Pasuk, the Torah is telling us a story. It says, afterwards, this is what Nayach did. He brought them from these animals, they were telling a story. There it could say Tameh. Whereas the Russian mitzvah, there it can't say a Russian Tameh for different reasons. It means different things. It's a very geschmack of Teretz, and I got, Therefore, from stories it can be redacted.
No.
From mitzvahs
it can be. No, but it says, because why is he did and didn't use the washing nothing in the pasuk. The same as that, the story is used a lot, but in the scenario of the story by mitzvah, he used washing chain
nothing. I'm not sure what you're asking. Maybe you'll explain. Dr. Plenum, explain this, please. Everybody, keep ahead of me. I'm going to try to learn as much of the next summit as possible. Tomorrow I'd like to get back. So that's not a hard on this. I mean, even for Mr. Landon, you know, you can go through it pretty easily.